KTMY.com.
You got to be straight with me.
My Talk 107.1 is KTMY FM, HD1, Coon Rapids, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
Everyone?
Oh my gosh, it's Chicago! We're excited about that because we are raising money. It's Bits for Kids Day right here on My Talk. You're listening to The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. And whenever Brooke and Jess came up to us and said, "Hey, Bits for Kids, do you want to take listeners to the Chicago and Earth, Wind, and Fire concert?" I stood up and started dancing because I love Earth, Wind, and Fire so much. And of course, Chicago.
Well, you thought it was Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah, I thought it was just Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Until recently, actually, that it was also Chicago. So it's a double feature, kids. And this is something you can now take advantage of right here, right now. Benefiting Ronald McDonald House Upper Midwest Charities. Why? Because it's Bits for Kids. Don't tell them how much that ticket's gonna cost.
There. It's $150.
That's it?
You guys
to hang out with us?
It's in a suite.
That means there's gonna be chips and cookies.
I know.
And pop.
You get a great view and you feel special.
And you get
special.
To talk to Dawn.
Oh, and you can dance with me.
Oh, dance with Dawn.
What am I gonna wear? Oh my
Nothing.
God. What?
She likes to go topless at 70s.
It's the
concerts.
Suite. I go in closed. And
that's
then
why they call it Suite, Dawn.
That's so sweet. July 13th is the concert. So get a couple of your girlfriends together. And
or boyfriends.
Yeah, or boyfriends. Yes. I always think about, you know, like women with their girlfriends having a good time at concerts. But get your boyfriends together.
Boys and their girlfriends. I mean,
boys
whatever.
Boys and their boyfriends.
Or boys and their girlfriends. Or girls and their boyfriends. Okay. We got that all covered.
Or
so,
your kids. Force
Saturday,
them to listen to it.
651-647. It's on the 13th of July.
5437.
651-647. Kids. It is Saturday in a suite on the 4th of July. 13th, excuse me. Not 4th of July. Don't get your dates mixed up.
Right, exactly.
But you do get Earth, Wind, and Fire. You want to sing a little Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Do you remember? Oh, yeah. Woo!
Do you remember the 21st night of September? Love was changing the miles to love.
What, are you just mumbling?
Yes.
You're like,
I used to know all the words, but I don't. It's okay.
All we're going to be doing, though, is waiting for them to go.
Oh, my God. This is just one of those great bands that had... I just love
which
horns.
Earth, Wind, and Fire are we on right now?
This is, they've had like 75 members. I'm not joking.
Yeah. But I'm excited because these are both Rock and Roll Hall of Fame acts. God. We are Rock and Roll Hall of Fame actors.
Yes. And it's going to get in your body and your soul.
Oh, who is?
The band.
Oh, not us.
No, yeah, no. But when body. You hear that music in Excel Energy Center.
Not for $150. I ain't getting at anything for $150.
I'm saying the music. Oh my God. You guys.
This will be a fun night for sure.
It's going to be a blast. Oh my God. And then you can like.
Now, do you think that Chicago and Earth, Wind, and Fire are going to come out together at some point?
I don't know.
And do like a mashup?
Anything could happen. I've actually seen Chicago before at the Xcel Energy Center, and just that was amazing. So this is going to be double amazing. $150 for these tickets. And you got to call now, 651-647-5437. Do it for the kids!
All right, so those are $150 tickets. They will be here until they're gone. I don't know... it looks like we have 8 tickets left.
What?
Yeah, so hurry up. If you are interested in getting in on the suite with Dawn and myself, again, that is Saturday in a suite.
Yeah, I'm sure
it's
Mike
on
can
the
come in too
13th
if he wants
of
to.
July. Yeah, Mike's please. Busy. He's got other things.
He
he's
does?
Doing.
Okay.
Yeah, remember.
Oh, yeah, he does that other thing with that other show.
Yeah.
That's right.
So we'll.
How'd that go for you, Mike?
You talking to me?
No.
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Oh, he was talking about you.
I had a caller that was calling in. Reminder, 651-647-5437 is the number to call.
Oh,
don't
yes.
call
not
our studio
listener
line. Thank you for that reminder,
we're not
Mike.
Qualified to take your credit card.
Well, I mean, I'll take it, but it ain't going to be for those tickets.
Stop it.
I wouldn't even know what to do with a credit card.
Oh, I know. Well, God, I mean, like God is watching us. Don't ever do that.
God is watching us.
Did it work for the Christmas?
I want to remind everyone again, 651-647-5437, as our studio phone lines are ringing off the hook.
That's great.
Well, they might be just telling us to shut up and stop singing.
Oh, yeah.
Perhaps. Let me check.
I apologize for my voice in advance. I do just want to remind you, it's $150 a ticket. We only have 8 tickets left. You're going to be in the suite with Dawn and myself and a bunch of other fun listeners and or people. Many thanks to those who provided this experience, RBC Wealth Management. They donated the suite.
Thank you. Yes.
I'm interested to see. I don't know where that suite is. Because I've been to the Excel and I've been in our suite, but I've never been in this one. So I'm very
excited. It's probably better.
Well, don't say that.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. We're going to get in trouble.
I didn't mean it that way.
Just kidding.
Trying to entice them.
I'm kidding.
Well, I'm looking up outfits on Temu right now. I'm going to wear something wild.
Oh, my God. Be careful. Well, don't wear it before, because I'm afraid the second time you wear it, it's going to fall. And then you're going to be topless
wild
at the suite.
Outfit.
Wild outfit. Okay, we've also got some other fun stuff coming up today, but right now, let's just keep our eyes on the prize, and we've got 8 of those tickets left. Oh, looks like we might... Oh, three!
Three!
Dawn! We only have 3 tickets left.
First segment?
Come
this
through.
Is unheard of. Come through.
Yeah, so if you're not on the... Hurry up, because I think we're about to sell.
Don't be
those
a cat
out.
Pervert. Cue.
I've done nothing to bring the cat. I've done nothing to bring the cat.
Mike, your voice has changed.
Given my shirt, I feel offended by that.
He is a cat pervert today. He's wearing a shirt covered in pussy cats.
That's his cat.
That's my cat.
One pussy cat.
Mm-hmm.
It's
just
pumpkin.
Repeatedly. It's
oh,
punk.
That's pumpkin. I didn't realize
this
that was
punk.
Pumpkin.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
She is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Yes.
She's gorgeous. Who are you on the phone with, Mike?
Just somebody that reminding everyone, 651-647-5437 is the number to call. And we're down to one ticket. So you're not going to get through calling me.
Come on now.
And so also, don't call Mike.
And it's for bids for kids, so it's $150 per ticket. Just a reminder of that.
And don't,
it's going to we're going to Ronald McDonald House Charities.
651-647-KIDS.
And don't think you're going to be lonely if you're just buying that one ticket, because you're
going
to
be your best
friends.
Friend.
People are so friendly.
You'll be like, God, I wish those two would shut up.
Oh, my God. We'll sit down next to you and
take
compliment
selfies.
You. That's right.
Probably sit on your lap.
That's true. He'll do that.
Hey, you're not sitting on any laps.
Oh, I mean, it depends on. Come on, let's sell this last ticket.
nice attempt to change the subject there, Dawn.
I just found a wild outfit on Temu for $13.49.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I think I'm going to wear this. It's so cute.
How did you come across stinkholes, girls?
What? You guys, call for this last ticket.
I'm not. They're I'm going to keep playing sound effects until we... Sell that.
I'm down with that. Come on.
January was New Year. April was Easter. And the 4th of July. But now it's Thanksgiving. Oh,
it's Thanksgiving.
We have got one ticket left.
One ticket left.
Oh, wait. Oh, wait. She's typing.
What?
Yeah, Dawn. Woo.
Oh, my God.
Mind your business, bitch.
Congratulations.
I'm so excited. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is a celebration.
Put my leg up on the railing.
Excuse me?
Just at the concert and just kind of do the leg up.
You're not wearing a skirt, I hope.
No, I've got a jumpsuit I'm looking at on Temu right now.
Oh my God, Mike, she's gonna sneeze or break wind and that jumpsuit's gonna fall off.
What is the date for this? July 13th?
Yeah.
Is it a work day? I might take the day off. And
okay,
then
first
just
of all,
get ready.
I sang this to you already.
Okay.
Saturday.
Oh, Saturday.
In a suite. It's on the 13th of July.
Oh, my God. Yes.
All right. When we come back here on the adventures of Bradley and Dawn for Bids for Kids Day here on My Talk, we have got a story for you, but we've also got some other fun stuff that you can contribute towards, mm-hmm. other than just making great contributions. By the way, I should just mention, you don't have to wait for one of these packages or opportunities or tickets. I mean, you can just make a contribution. And by just, I mean thank you, because those contributions benefit a wonderful organization in the form of Ronald McDonald House Charities Upper Midwest. You're going to hear directly from someone who is utilizing those services later in this hour. But when we come back, Dawn, let's do a little pop culture.
Yeah.
All right, right here on Mike.
Hey guys, Bradley here for my good friends at Little Blind Spot and Hunter Douglas.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Dawn McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Did you know that without energy-efficient window coverings, a home can lose up to 30% of heating and cooling energy through its windows? According to the Department of Energy, when it comes to Hunter Douglas window treatments, energy efficiency and comfort go hand in hand. Hunter Douglas cellular shades are the most insulating interior shades available anywhere. While you might think your vinyl blinds are helping save energy, studies have shown that cellular shades outperform traditional vinyl blinds in terms of energy efficiency. Visit the Little Blind Spot showroom to explore how premium Hunter Douglas window treatments can enhance and elevate your home, delivering the utmost in sophistication and quality. Choose from different materials, styles, operating systems, fabrics, and colors to create your perfect Hunter Douglas window treatment solution. Check out the Little Blind Spot showroom in downtown Hopkins or online at littleblindspotmn.com.
The Little Blind Spot, we're big on service.
It's Bits for Kids Day on My Talk 107.1. We are raising money for Ronald McDonald House Upper Midwest. And we're so excited because very soon we're going to have an expected mother coming in the studio with us. And she is very pregnant. And she's already staying at the Ronald McDonald House. So she's going to talk about her experience and this new program that they have where you get to... if you know that it might be a difficult road for you and your child, then they will allow you to stay at Ronald McDonald House in advance to you giving birth. So Erica will be in the studio very soon. We can't wait to talk to her.
Yeah, very excited as always. We always hear tremendous stories of just adversity, but also the transformational way Ronald McDonald House is able to help families deal with some really tragic stuff and some really, well, I don't even want to say tragic, challenging stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Just in very, very difficult moments in their lives. Yeah. So like we have learned the power of Ronald McDonald House. I don't think it takes much for us to explain that because I think many listeners know, whether it's through personal experience or people in their lives that they've heard of or, you know, throughout the years, the other stories that they've been shared. So I know it won't be that surprising, but it will be moving to hear those stories. Mm-hmm. And we have been sharing those stories today, and we will continue to do so. And we will also continue to give you opportunities to make contributions at 651-647-KIDS. If you do want to just make a general contribution, you can mm-hmm. do that on our website. You don't have to call in for that.
Right, right.
At mytalk1071.com. It's right on the homepage. But we have a couple things that you can call 651-647-KIDS.
Yes, and speaking of people that have used Ronald McDonald House, Alexis actually stayed there whenever Zen was born early, if you remember that. And so she's a big supporter. She actually, there is a package that they had this morning where we do have 21 spots left to join Alexis crafting at Southern Lights.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, that is such a blast. Wednesday, August 7th, it's $100 each.
And those are still on sale, so you can call and bid on that. I think, personally, these stories where kids are experiencing all of these things and their parents are going through things, if you would like, if you have a daughter or a son and you do this thing with Alexis, it's going to teach them so much in their life that their parents are thinking about other people and show them how grateful you are for your family and the blessings that you have through, you know, sharing that story. So once again, 21 spots left to join Alexis Crafting at Southern Lights. Call 651-647-5437.
And then all day long, we've been taking bids in increments of $50 or more for a Twins Fly Away to Washington, D.C. experience. Again, this is for the baseball fans in your life, but beyond that, it sounds like an amazing trip. Opportunity to catch the Minnesota Twins as they play the Washington Nationals in D.C. this May. Now, this package is thanks to Minnesota native and Nats starting pitcher. That's the Nationals. See what I did? I know all the lingo. It's just written here. Nat starting. I see you over there laughing, Mike.
No, I thought it was great.
And great friend of Ronald McDonald House, Jake Irvine. This package includes the following: two fabulous seats to see games on both May 20 and 21st. Winner is also going to get $100 in gift cards to the restaurants Gatsby and Circa at Navy Yard. So you can enjoy a nice dinner or two. And then friends of Ronald McDonald House will get you there with two round trip tickets on Delta. Two nights hotel stay. I mean, this package really does have everything covered for an epic baseball fun in the spring getaway. And again, that bid right now, where are we at with that?
$1,100.
$1,100. That is a steal.
You guys.
So to make those bids, 651-647. Kids!
Oh, that's just such a good price, you guys. You got a bid on that. Two games, 2 days, night stay. And oh, just a reminder, don't call Mike. He doesn't have the ability to take your card.
Yeah, 651-647 kids. Mike, this trip,
yeah,
would you want this?
Oh yeah, that'd be amazing.
Like what you gonna do super, on this trip if you go?
Super awesome trip. You get to see some great baseball games and also enjoy just our nation's capital, which is pretty that awesome.
So even if, like, you know, maybe somebody else in your life is a baseball fan, but you go, and sure, you'll go to the games. That'll be fun. But then...
Yeah, have you ever been to D.C.?
It's like, great. Beyond the games, you just go see our nation's capital, where democracy thrives.
And imagine the...
At least it's supposed to.
And imagine the food at Gatsby and Circa. I mean, that's some delicious restaurants.
Oh my gosh, you're going to have the time of your life.
And you get a nice fancy hotel.
That's right. I mean, it's going to be fun. The value of this, I don't even know what the value of this would be.
More than $1,100.
More than $1,100. I mean, they're flying you out there. It's just, it's a thing, okay? So call now, 651-647-5437. You just have to bid $1,150 and then you'll be in the top spot.
And as Don said, we've also got those Alexis crafting spots for $100 at Southern Lights Wednesday, August 7th. And we've got plenty more coming up. Now, we should just give you a heads up that in the next segment, we were going to have a guest joining us.
Yeah, who, we better clean up in here.
Well, I mean, it's not that dirty. Yeah. What is that big thing over there?
That's Donna's blanket.
It's like somebody killed Grover.
I know. It's like Cookie Monster's taking a nap. It's her shawl that I wear all the time.
That is not a shawl. That's a full-on blanket.
But you put it over your shoulders and it's fluffy because it gets cold in here.
We have
I'm going to offer it to our guest.
We have a very special guest, Erica, who's going to join us to share her story about her experiences with Ronald McDonald House. And there's so much more coming today, not just on our show, but Lori and Julia. I hope you'll stay with us. We'll be right back here on The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn.
Oh my God, Hail Mary. Welcome back to the show. It's Bids for Kids Day on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment and everything raising money for Ronald McDonald House, Upper Midwest. I just love this day.
Absolutely a wonderful day, mostly because of my talkers and the amazing contributions you have made thus far. Thank you for every one of those. We've got plenty of opportunities for you to continue to give all day. 651-647-KIDS at any moment you want to make that contribution. And we've got a couple of things on offer. We'll talk about those in a minute. But Dawn, we should welcome our very special guest to the studio.
Yes, we have Erica in the studio with us.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi, Erica.
Hi. And you're currently staying at the Ronald McDonald House.
Yes. Yep. I've been there just for a week right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, we should say that you're at like a very auspicious moment. You're about to give birth, but that's actually relevant to your connection with Ronald McDonald House. Can you tell us a little bit about how you came to be involved?
Yes. So I, at my 20-week ultrasound, got diagnosed with, or my baby got diagnosed with CDH, which just means that the diaphragm didn't come together completely.
Oh.
And unfortunately, in the Des Moines area, there's nobody that does the surgery. So they sent me up here. And so, yeah, we will have the baby next week for sure, if unless the baby has other ideas. Yep. And that will be sooner, but for sure next week. And then we'll have like a 6 to 8 week NICU stay that will be staying on top of this. So.
And I can imagine, obviously, the stress that that would involve for anyone, but how perhaps, and you can tell us more in detail, how helpful it is to have the resources of Ronald McDonald House during that time, even actually before you're actually dealing with it, because that's new, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I just learned about that, too, that is new. When we got the diagnosis, there's obviously a lot of like, what ifs and how do we do that? You know, you instantly start looking at hotels and Airbnbs and all that. And then when they find out that you can actually stay at the Ronald McDonald House, I mean, I think I broke down and started crying, to be honest, because I mean, I'm self-employed. My husband works, obviously. And so to be, you know, not to know where to go, what to do, like, it's just, it's, it took a lot of stress off of us when we found out that this was an option.
Oh my God, I bet.
Yeah.
Plus, and it's such a great environment. I know you have other kids, right?
Yep. Yeah. I have three little ones at home. So this is our fourth baby. And with the three little ones, like, that's obviously, as a mom, to be away from them is the hardest. But then we're also in a room with bunk beds. So, like, they get to come and stay. Yes. And so they haven't come up yet. It's just been me since I haven't gone into labor. But I think they're coming up this weekend. So they are already looking forward to the playgrounds and the video games and just all the stuff that I've told them about.
Absolutely.
And you don't have to worry about meals.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they just, you will. You know, you've been eating so well.
Yeah.
Donuts, right?
I know. I'm like such a sugar eater. And of course, being pregnant, you're like, oh, what's this? So I feel like that's what I look forward to. I'm like, is it time to eat yet? Like, is it?
Of course.
Is it noon?
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, that has been a big blessing too, not to have to worry about it. And, you know, I left my vehicle at home so my, you know, in-laws can shuffle our kids around when my husband does come up here. Mm-hmm. And so just to have nothing that I have to leave for.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I have all my meals there, everything. I'm pretty much just living a life of luxury right now, waiting for this baby.
Well, yes. And in that moment, you probably had a lot of time to observe. Can you share a little bit about, like, how meaningful you've seen Ronald McDonald House be for the other families that are there?
Yeah, it's honestly so humbling, because when I got this diagnosis and we were going to the Ronald McDonald House, multiple people said, your case is going to be like nothing compared to a lot of the other families there.
Sure.
And I learned that probably within my first day. I went and had coffee with a few moms because they did a coffee hour one morning.
Oh, that's
and
so
just
great.
Learning about, you know, their kids' cancer or their, I can't think of the word I'm trying to think, but they've been there for over a year. And like, just the fact that their journey is so much different. I'm like, 6 to 8 weeks for me is going to be like nothing. For, you know, compared to these guys.
Yeah.
So it's just been really cool to bond with those other parents and to kind of know that they're going through something similar, even though we have different, totally
you all
different
have something in common.
Yeah.
In that, you know, you have the comfort of knowing that you don't have to worry about all this other stuff like hotel bills. And I can't even imagine how much that would cost. And also the stress of just figuring out what to eat or, you know, it's a comforting place and you all have that in common. So,
it's really cool.
Anytime we've been there, we've seen the families come together in such a great way and learn from each other.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
If you guys are just joining us, we're speaking with Erica, who is at Ronald McDonald House. And it is new from what we've learned to be able to, you know, sort of get yourself situated before the birth of your child. Whereas I can't imagine the amount of stress it would be, especially coming from a you know, another city. Like, we're gonna have to wait until you're essentially in labor, have the child, and then you would be able to go to Ronald McDonald House. But now they're allowing, or they have the ability to welcome mothers before they give birth, so that once you do have,
you're not moving in.
Yeah, you're not having to deal with the stress in that moment. You're just dealing with the, you know, getting the care and the treatment that you need.
Yeah, it will be really nice after the baby comes to just be able to still go back and almost kind of have a home feeling, and it's not another thing that's brand new.
Yeah,
you know.
Do you have any idea how long this process will last for you?
I think it's 6 to 8 weeks after the baby comes for NICU.
That's got to be incredibly stressful.
Yeah.
Like, how, you know, to figure out, like, how you're going to put your life on hold for that period of time.
Well, and, like, we still
have small kids.
Yeah, the three kids at home. And, you know, we even joked if it was summer, the amount of summer programs that I saw that the Ronald McDonald offers for the kids is crazy. I mean, if I wanted to, I could bring them up here no problem, and they would be in great hands.
Wow.
You know, but I'm trying to keep their life as normal as possible for the next, you know, 6 weeks. But knowing that we'll be back and forth, and if we want to bring one of them with us, they can, you know, like... I don't know. As a mom, it's nice to know that my kids could come and no questions asked.
Oh, for sure.
So great. It's just so awesome. Can you tell us a little bit about whenever you got the diagnosis for your baby, what went through your head, or, you know, just the feelings that you had?
Yeah. So me and my husband are both the youngest of four. So we've always kind of contemplated three or four. So when we got this diagnosis with the fourth, there's a lot of mom guilt that goes into it, because I was the one that wanted the last one and really pushed. But he's amazing and was super supportive. But, you know, you, when a doctor tells you don't go home and Google it, you're kind of like, okay, so that lasted 2 days. I think my husband lasted 2 minutes and he was on his phone. But there's so much uncertainty with the CDH diagnosis that you just don't know the severity. There's some parents out there that get a 25% survival rate. Oh. So you don't know where you're even at in that spectrum. Mm. So when we got a really good chance of survival, and, you know, they think by the time the baby's two, there should be really no side effects. That was like, you know, so many joys, you know,
tearful emotions.
Absolutely.
Yes. So, I mean, it really has been a roller coaster, but then you're also pregnant and trying to live a normal life and not stress the baby out.
Yeah. So, or like, the family around you.
Yeah. And I remember,
I'm sure you and your husband are trying to deal with just like your own.
Yeah.
You know,
how
experience.
We handle things. Yeah.
And telling your other kids, was that something that was difficult?
We kind of didn't tell them until about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
They kind of knew something was up, because they kept saying that we were going to Minnesota for these doctor's appointments. And my oldest, I mean, he doesn't get it, but he gets it.
How old is he?
He's six.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
He's almost
very
seven.
Young.
Yeah. So he was like, and we kind of told him, like, this baby's going to look different than our other past pregnancies. You know, he remembers when his little brother Casey came home, where Isla, my middle girl, she doesn't remember anything.
Yeah.
So she's like, a baby. Awesome. You know?
Yeah.
So just to having to explain, like, this will be a different scenario, buddy. Like, mom's not going to be here, but, you know, it's just going to look different. And then, you know, like, luckily there's so much like NICU books out there that can kind of prepare them for what they're going to see. And lots of questions were asked, but.
Well, and I bet when they do come up this weekend, right? Like, you're going to have great help around you, not only your own family, of course, but like the folks at Ronald McDonald House. I mean, those kids are going to feel
like,
you know,
they're on vacation.
Oh, it will be a total vacation for our children. Yeah. Like, they love it. I mean, just the playground in itself, they're already so excited for.
It's so great.
And there's also many kids, like, it's fun to be a parent sitting there waiting, you know, watching all these other parents parent, because you're like, I mean, I don't miss my kids screaming, but like, that's background noise to me. Yeah. So you're like, awesome.
Yeah, exactly. And just, you know, I'm sure you learn from the strength of seeing other people going through difficult things.
Oh, for sure.
So we're just so glad that you've been blessed with being able to go there.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything else you want to share with our listeners about Ronald McDonald House before we...
I feel like when we first walked in, you know, you don't really know what to expect. And it was just me and my husband. He was dropping me off. And I think the amount of times that I said I was just blown away with the hospitality, the convenience of everything, and the, like, they truly make it seem like it's your house, too. Like, I've never once been like, shoot, I shouldn't do that. They're like, no, just go do that.
Live
or go grab
life.
That. Yeah, it's you still help, you know, you wipe your table down, you still do normal things.
Yeah.
But you have a life of luxury at the same time with, like, you don't have to cook. You don't have to get meals ready. Like, that's huge when you're going through something so traumatic.
And the staff there, they're just so wonderful. You know, if you want to hug, if you want to cry. You know.
And I'm always amazed when they're like, hey, Erica. And I'm like, how do you know my name? Like, I can't keep people's names straight to save my life. Yes, exactly. But I'm like, wow, you guys are really good at this. You guys have a chart back there. Like,
they're just special
human beings. Yeah, they really are.
Erica, I want to thank you so much for, you know, everything and speaking with our listeners, because I know they find it tremendously meaningful to be able to connect with the folks that do benefit from Ronald McDonald House. And, good luck to you.
Thank you.
And thank you for spending time with us. Dawn and I were super, super excited. Best of luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes.
And dear listeners, we're going to continue to tell you how you can help Ronald McDonald House so they can continue to serve families like Erica's when we come back right here on My
Time.
Hey, My Talkers. Bradley here from my good friends at Your Boat Club, yourboatclub.com. You know, we had the pleasure of auctioning off some packages for half-day boat rentals with Your Boat Club. And I want to give them a great big thank you to them for giving back and supporting the work that Ronald McDonald House is doing. But I just want you to know, even if you didn't get in on those packages, you can still take full advantage of a Your Boat Club membership. Just head to yourboatclub.com to learn about membership, what it entails. And most importantly, if you have questions, just give them a call. Ask, because they are so helpful, so kind. You don't have to be an expert in boating to get on the water with Your Boat Club. They do truly take care of all the work. You just show up and have fun. That's been my experience. And that's why we signed up to be members again this year. To learn more about Your Boat Club, head to yourboatclub.com today. And don't forget to tell them Bradley sent you.
I found my mind. I'm feeling
it's the Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. It's Bids for Kids Day here at My Talk 107.1. We are everything entertainment, everything helping kids at the Ronald McDonald House and their families. We just had Erica on the show with us. So,
what a treat. It's always fun to meet with families who benefit from Ronald McDonald House.
It was great. And if you missed her interview, she's an expectant mother and she got to move into the house before she gives birth.
Yeah, it's just one less thing to have to stress about.
It's so great. She has other kids. There's bunk beds in there for them to come and stay. It's amazing. So if you did not hear that, you can listen to it in podcast form later on this afternoon.
And we should just like make the obvious. I mean, I know it's obvious, but sometimes it's important to just state it. It's because of your support, dear listeners. So when you do call in 651-647-KIDS, that support is possible, right? Your support makes her stay possible. It makes the stay of all the families there possible. It makes that food that's on the table for her
real tangible
night,
things
possible. Like it affords the organization the opportunity to make sure staff are there to provide those hugs and those services that are needed. So it's truly your support, your picking up the phone or your clicking on over to the website that makes that possible. There is no other reason for it but for the contribution of people like you.
And if all of these packages, you're like, well, I'm, you know, things are tight for me right now, and you only have, or I don't want to say only, if you have $5 to give, you can do that on our website. And it's so easy to do. Just go to mytalk1071.com and you can click to donate there and just make a contribution for whatever you can afford. So we would greatly appreciate that. And so would Ronald McDonald House. Well, let's switch gears a little bit here and talk about Valerie Bertinelli.
What? Why are we talking about her?
Because she is opening up about her time at the Food Network, and we feel like it's a little salty.
Yeah, well, I think she's salty, but I think she's salty for a reason. I think it's the appropriate amount of salt. So Valerie Bertinelli, if you didn't know, had a career on the Food Network. Now, I will be honest, I didn't watch Valerie Bertinelli on the Food Network. Like my Food Network experience essentially amounts to Trisha Yearwood,
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think who else I used to love on Food Network. I mean, I watched a little bit of some of those old shows. Andrew Zimmern, he wasn't on Food Network. He was on that other channel, Travel Channel.
Travel Channel.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But anyway, she was on the Food Network, and she's got some things to say about the Food Network as a whole. You might say that has something to do with the fact that they fired her or canceled her show. But Dawn, I think the criticism stands. So she actually says, so someone posted on Threads, I miss the actual cooking shows on Food Network. Remember those? Do you know what we don't need?
Yeah.
And that's more competition shows. And she said in response to the woman who posted a response to that, it's a whole thread. I fell in love with Food Network. This is Valerie Bertinelli talking. I fell in love with Food Network 2 decades ago because of all the amazing in the kitchen shows. 30 Minute Meals, Ina, Giada, the list goes on. I guess I did watch Ina. I learned so much. It's sad it's not about cooking and learning any longer. Oh, well, that's just business, folks. And, you know, she's not wrong. Like, I get that perhaps she's a little salty because they did cancel her show. But yeah,
but it's true.
But it's not wrong. I mean, I don't know. Did you have a relationship with the Food Network?
Yes. I love Barefoot Contessa, Ina Garten.
Oh, yeah.
It's just watching the shows.
Alton Brown.
Oh, Alton Brown. The Science of Cooking. This is just so great. Yes. But when you're watching a show where somebody is cooking, like Martha Stewart or, you know, Ina Garten, it makes you have this good feeling, like that you're in the kitchen with them. It's like really personal feeling for some reason, like they're your friend.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, what is she making today for me that I won't get to eat?
I also did like Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. I mean,
of course, I
had a brief fling with Guy Fieri.
You did?
Visually on the show, not in actual life, because he's not my type. And probably vice versa. Mike, did you watch? I feel like you probably watched. I know you watched some of the competition shows. And here's what I did want to point out.
It's your fault, Mike.
I wanted to point out that it's not that I don't like the competition shows, because I think some of them have been truly like, you know, like Iron Chef. I think there are some great competition shows, but I think it's the degree that seems to be the problem. What do you think?
Well, for me, I mean, I remember even before the competition shows popped up, Emerald Live. I loved watching Emerald Lagasse do his thing on Emerald Live, The Essence of Emerald, his little lower key show where he's not as excitable. And then like shows even like Unwrapped. And like Unwrapped too.
I forgot. You're absolutely right. Unwrapped.
But yes, I was obsessed with Iron Chef. I used to enjoy, like, I enjoyed and got more excited about the matchup between Bobby Flay and Chef Morimoto more than I did about sporting events.
Yes.
I'm not joking. They had a three-time battle, and there was all of this controversy. I think we talked about it in the past, but like Bobby Flay did all this disrespectful stuff and he regrets it, and all of this back and forth. That in the late 90s was like professional wrestling for me. I loved it.
But I think that there's enough space to have that and then have some of the other shows and do different things. I mean, like we've just mentioned a bunch of shows, but I think it's the fact that, you know, you then have just, I mean, it just seems like you turn on the Food Network and now it's like somebody is competing. They've got four ingredients that somebody pulled out of the basket and, you know, they're like sweating and, you know, throwing shade at the other competitors and running around and slipping and falling on a,
on an eggplant.
It just seems like a little too much stress.
To your point, there's Chopped Canada, there's Chopped After Hours, there's Chopped Junior, there's Chopped. There's so many different versions of the same show.
Chopped Junior.
Yeah.
Well, and they kind of tried to do that with Bake Off, you know, so because again, I was like, well, I do love Bake Off, but to me, that doesn't feel like the same kind of show.
Because you learn things.
Yeah.
Like you learn how to make like, the Italian meringue didn't turn out. Like they tell you, if they cook this for too long, it'll make everything ruined. And you're like, oh, God.
Yeah, that bottom is real soggy. But it's not, but it's also like, I feel like the American reality competition shows get a little too high paced, stressy, unnecessarily, like, and you're like, nothing is really that stressful.
Yeah, I would say. So, I mean, but you know, they're trying to win money.
Yeah.
Maybe for their restaurant.
Yeah. And I don't want to attack any, one in particular. It's just, I think her thought process was those in the cooking shows really were a treat and an opportunity to learn how to cook as a home cook.
Yes.
I think a lot of us grew up with, and I know I'm sure you did, Dawn, mm-hmm. watching home cooks. I mean, we didn't have the Food Network when I was a kid. It was, you know, the Frugal Gourmet.
Oh my God.
That
I
didn't
used to
age
watch
well,
that.
By the way. That was a great show.
Oh, he did something bad.
Yeah.
He?
Like there, it's a whole thing. Oh, we don't have time for that. But Julia Child, yeah. Yan Can Cook.
Yes.
I'm trying to think now. Who else?
There was an Italian woman.
Oh, yeah. Lydia Bastianich.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So my daughter was really into that show when she was like three. And so when she was in her play kitchen, like the woman also used to say, like, you need one of this and one of these and one of these and one of these. And so my daughter in her little play kitchen before she could really talk very well.
Yeah.
We'd hear her go, one of this and one of this, one of these and one of these.
That's cute. That's adorable. Yeah. We did get an email from Jeff who said, I agree they need more how-to shows, but it's weird that Valerie's criticizing competition shows because she hosts one while she got fired from it.
Yeah.
And I don't think she was making the argument that there shouldn't be competition shows.
Yeah.
But to me, it was more a matter of degree. Like, that's all they seem to want to do.
Yeah. There's definitely a lot more competition shows now than there used to be. But check out the Spring Baking Championship Mondays at 7 Central.
Do they have any cupcake wars happening?
Probably.
I feel like there's always some kind of cupcake war going on Food Network. Hey, when we come back here on The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, we're going to...
It's Dawn McClain here with Mike Marcotte from Twin Cities Live and Minnesota Live. You're on the Livia program, and you've lost a lot of weight.
Dawn, thank you. Yes, I've lost over 30 pounds. I've hit my goal, and I'm looking to lose about 10 more pounds here.
And how do you feel?
Oh, I feel amazing. I can bounce out of bed and get ready for the day. It feels amazing. I have more energy than I've ever had.
And you have Livia to thank for that. You go to the Roseville Center like I did. Let's talk about the support they give you.
The support at Livia is incredible because the staff are so positive. They make things obtainable. So there's not big goals that you have to achieve. It makes life so much easier when you have smaller goals to achieve instead of this big goal that you have to get to.
Join Livia today and get your first 8 weeks free. Visit Livia.com. That's Livea.com or call 855-GO-LIVIA. And Livia is now offering GLP-1 medications. Quiet the food noise and see accelerated results by summer.